Good evening and welcome to Tuesday Topics. I'm Paul Edwards from Miami, Florida, and it's a pleasure to have all of you join us tonight for Tuesday Topics. I'd like to, as usual, thank Rachel for her recording this evening. She's not in Orlando. She's actually in South Florida, and it's a total South Florida recording exercise tonight. I'd also like to thank Debbie Hazelton for recording this evening as well. I would like, as usual, to thank the hard-working director of ACB Radio, Dave Williams, who has to listen to this and edit it and turn it into a program. And, of course, thanks to George Byes, whose software makes this text and voice chat center possible for us. Last week, we spent a good deal of time on an entirely different topic, but the week before that, we actually concluded a three-part series on sexuality and people who are blind. And one of the topics that was kind of left hanging in the air was the issue of what kind of relationship is most appropriate and works the best, a relationship between blind folks and sighted folks, between blind folks and blind folks, and does it make a difference if the guy's sighted or if the girl's sighted? So that's the question that we're going to explore tonight. What are the pros and cons of such a relationship, and what do you gain and what do you lose by whatever it is that you have? To begin with, I think, let's go around and see what people think, just to see. Let's just try it for fun. Go around for a quick survey first. Who thinks they know which kind of relationship is best?
I think it doesn't matter whether it's blind or sighted.
That was Karen from Texas.
This is Gary Wood from Lansing, Michigan. I'm heterosexual, and I think if I had the right kind of relationship, I don't know if it would matter whether it was blind or sighted. But I think, I don't know if we've discussed this before, but it seems like relationships between blind and sighted don't seem to work as well. Well, especially from some of the couples that I've known that were married to sighted people and then got divorced and married a blind person, they seem to be happier.
Jeff Shang from Brisbane, Australia. Do you use such a black and white thing to make a determination on is artificial? So I don't really think that that's a determining factor, really, but I'm prepared to be convinced otherwise this evening.
Yes, hi, this is Pam Drake, and I'm from Visalia, California. I tend to agree with Jeff, Amanda, and Nama. I don't think that you can categorize as per blind or sighted. I do think that, I'll put some qualifications, I believe it does depend upon the persons involved. I know some blind-sighted relationships where the sighted person, in fact, I was married for a very brief, miserable time to a partially sighted person, and he had enough vision. He's always trying to impress upon me how much vision he had, and he was going to take care of me, and he was going to follow me places and make sure that I got where I needed to go. For one woman I know, her husband learned to sew for her, so the sighted spouse did everything. It really depends upon the individuals and what they expect from themselves and from each other. When you're with a blind person, you don't have to always explain why this or that occurrence bothered you. Well, so what? You know, they meant well. Yes, I know they meant well, but they aren't going to take offense at you for being bothered when a person attempts to help and does something entirely out of bounds. So I think that it really depends upon the persons.
Hi, Don Schreiber from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, openly gay male. I guess I'd have to say that it really depends on the person's degree of their social network, so that and the condition of blindness. If most of your friends are blind, then you're probably, your social circle is going to be blind, and your contact with the sighted world in terms of dating, and then to take it to the relationship level, would be more difficult. if you've been a mainstream blind person and most of your contact has not been with blind folks but has been primarily sighted, then you might be more comfortable in a I'm blind, my partner is sighted relationship. The only thing that really changes that is the folks that were blind from birth versus the folks who are sighted and lose their vision during the relationship or lose a degree of their vision during a relationship, because then the dynamics and parameters of the relationship change. I had a sighted male partner for 15 years, and I would, at that point, would have said, no, I probably don't want a blind partner. And after being single now for 6 years and almost RP have done all of its thing, meaning there's very little vision left, I have more in common, I feel, with a lot of my blind gay friends, and my next partner may very well be blind.
This is Rachel from Orlando, but coming to you this evening from Miami. When you're looking at the big picture, generally speaking, it doesn't matter. There's really not a better situation.
Hi, it's Debbie Hazelton. It's an interesting topic for me because many years ago, I would vehemently argue for wanting to only be with a sighted person. I say person, I've enjoyed being with both sexes. And I heard a quote once that said that another blind woman said that she had heard that it was better to be in a house with windows at least on one side of the house. So I would say that to people, and I was very restless if I was ever in a relationship with a blind person, because I think it was like a blindness phobia, like a disability phobia, almost likened to homophobia. I wanted to be with a sighted person largely to be able to address the stereotypes of sighted people and say, see, I didn't have to be with a blind person. I could do better than that, and I could be with a sighted person. I've been with both, and now I really feel more comfortable with blind people. I find it varies. I mean, there's one blind man that I was with who hadn't been blind for very long comparatively to me, and he didn't do a lot of basic skills as well, and that was frustrating. He was slower in a lot of things, and so I would say that probably matching skills to some degree, although everybody brings whatever skills they have to any relationship, and nobody has exactly the same, but I think at some level of daily living, it's nice to have somebody that's pretty well independent. But I think the emotional connection and the connection of just being able to be with somebody and not have to deal with a lot of the patronizing stuff of sighted people, and also where both people are equal in terms of what's going on, whether it's in the house or... I just got out of a relationship with somebody who was sighted, and I'm still trying to figure out what a lot of things are in my house because I gradually, very subtly gave up some of my my power of keeping on top of it, letting it just get easier to have this sighted person handle some things that even though I had handled them before, I didn't have to suddenly. And over time, it was very, very subtle. So I'm not saying I'd never be with a sighted person, but I can guarantee that if I ever am, there's a lot more to keep my eyes open, so to speak, about, and there's a lot more to work out to make sure that those power imbalances don't happen again.
Hi, this is Dave McElroy in Visalia, and of course, everybody knows, if they don't, they must be blind, bad pun there, sorry, that I'm with Pam and have been for a number of years. The ceding of power that you talked about, Debbie, I now realize that I did that in spades. Now, part of that was because my ex, well, she was sighted. She did have low vision, but to this day she'd not admit to you that. But part of the problem, I think, in that relationship was she was so intensely religious, I let that happen. I did allow her to do our books. And that was, you know, because I didn't have a computer yet. And as it turned out, that was a multitudinous error. In turn, I expected her to drive me to places in the car, and she didn't want to do that, and it got to be kind of messy. I came together with Pam. I don't think that her blindness played any part in it. I just think, you know, I just went gaga over her from the start when I met her, and you know, the story goes on. As it turns out, I think we're good for each other. Gosh knows, she does some things better than I do, and I do things better than some things better than she does. And they happen to be things that the other person doesn't do that well. So we actually work very well together in that respect. To be honest, she's the first blind woman that I had ever considered going with. When I was in high school, I don't know, maybe it was just the people that I was around, but I wouldn't have even thought about it. And I was almost repulsed by blindness, and my own blindness as well as other people. So, you know, it wasn't just people, blind people. It was this blind person too. I suspect I have some of that to this day that I have to fight.
This is Mike Calvo from Orlando, and I'm heterosexual. I'm married, and my wife is sighted. I found some really interesting things about being with a sighted person. I've never dated a blind person, never been with a blind person. Really wasn't exposed to a lot of blind people as I grew up, and when I really got involved in the blindness community, found that blind people were pretty regular, and you know, maybe that was a prejudice, as Debbie spoke of on my behalf early on. I think that everybody raises some good points. One of the points that really hasn't been raised much, though, is even though I think that love can be felt between anybody, you know, that you're attracted to and that's attracted to you and so on and so forth, I think it's interesting that society expects, it's almost like blindness is a race. Is your wife blind too? Are your children blind too? You know, it's interesting because my wife and I both, you know, have similar features and stuff. So, of course, you know, is this your brother? You know, and that, I'd like to hear what people's experiences have been with that. Because for me, I've always been with a sighted person. There are some times where I feel that she can sympathize, but certainly not empathize in speaking with my blind girlfriends or friends that are girls. I can certainly relate in certain respects to them with, you know, about things and you know, a little bit better sometimes than with my wife about, you know, issues like, yeah, I may do something slower, but in certain cases, but I'd like to do it, because if you do everything, after a while you're going to build up a certain amount of resentment, which is understandable. And as Debbie said, I mean, it's subtle, but if you let it slide away, it will happen. And almost sometimes you almost have to be very assertive and say, you know, I can do this. Even if it's a little slower, have some patience, chill out, slow down, and learn to do things my way. I don't see any difference. I know quite a few blind couples that I have a great deal of admiration for. That I don't know how they do it. And I've met their children. I've met their grown-up children who have gone through college and everything else. And they're a regular old family like everybody else. And their kids love them. And their kids are respectable and dress nice and don't look funny and don't have bad habits. You know, so I think that I'd like to hear what people think about society's view of us. Is blindness a race, you know, type of thing?
Hi, it's Don Schreiber again in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Society, I think, sees the blind person, and they can't imagine at all being blind. So when you're talking about is blindness a race, I think they like to put it in terms of you probably are more comfortable with your own kind. I'm sure that's what they're thinking. Or they see the other hand where, oh, one is sighted, so they take care of the other person. So I think you get both of those. Instead of saying, oh, they're two very independent people. That's a lovely family. They happen both to be blind. If you're in a relationship with a sighted person, you might not realize how much you're giving up. I was an incredibly independent individual and very successful. And after 15 years with a sighted individual, that first year in that studio apartment, reclaiming all the ground I had, from bill paying to grocery shopping to clothes shopping to just running personal errands, was, oh man, I got to start over from scratch. Now, how did I used to do this? And I think it is very subtle. And I think that it's probably very hard for sighted and blind to say, I am good at this task. I'm much better at the budget, honey. Let me do the bills. And you know what? Go ahead in the kitchen and make me that wonderful recipe you make, or whatever the pros and cons of the relationship, where the people's strengths are, to go ahead and say, all right, you drive the car, but I can wax it better than you can, whatever your trade-offs are.
This is Shelley, Winter Garden, and I guess we all kind of agree, the consensus is that every relationship has to be considered on its own merit, regardless of the vision involved or not involved. I've had my first intimate or sexual relationship was with a fully sighted guy, and the relationship was a disaster. But it wasn't a disaster because he was sighted and I was blind. It was just a disaster because of the, I started to say because of the person he was, but I will say because of the people that we were, he just wasn't for me. But it had nothing to do with, really, with the fact that he was sighted. All three of my marriages have been with partially sighted. I've never been seriously involved with a totally blind person. Although my first husband has gone totally blind, and that was part of the problem with the relationship. He was so completely uncomfortable with his disability. He still is. He also has a hearing impairment, and he's totally ill at ease with other people, with his own disability. It just gradually tore us apart. And I had, I guess I could say, I had an affair with a sighted guy, and it was just that. I mean, I really couldn't say whether the relationship would have been a good one or a bad one based on vision, because it was an affair. That's what it was. It didn't really have time to develop any further. And so I guess, and all of them have been very unique. Every relationship has been very different from every other one. And it had very little to do with the vision.
I'm really not sure what the general public think about blind people as being a couple, but I certainly have come across some certain individuals who've particularly balked in a major way at the thought of blind people having children and their ability to bring them up, and they were quite disturbed by this thought, and trying to convince them that it's really not that big a problem. Another point that I think was being touched on by someone else, there's this definite thing about strengths and weaknesses within relationships generally. The concern about sighted people being allowed or even wanting to do everything. But I think the same thing can happen when you've got people with different skill sets, and I think it's important that you do, but sometimes you have to stand back and let the other person do it. For example, Amanda and I were in a relationship a number of years back, and we obviously still get on just fine because they were still managing to live under the same roof. And obviously I'm very much into technical things, but Amanda had a strong desire to, and I had to allow her to do certain things on her own and learn how to do certain things and do them in her own time and resist the urge to just jump in and do them, because that was important for her.
The question is, not necessarily so much whether it's, whether you want to be involved with someone blind or sighted and how they treat that, so much as whether they're able to see whatever skills they bring to a relationship as just something that they bring to the relationship, as opposed to something that's on top. And I guess I come from the perspective of having other health conditions, the effects of which are pain and fatigue, which vary, And so that can impact, and definitely does impact on my relationship, my relationships at different times. And again, that's an area where people, you know, it takes a certain strength of character, I think, to be the partner of somebody with difficult health conditions, and not everyone can do it.
This is Lisa from Washington. I was talking to one of my friends on Skype, and they were on the phone, and they were saying they felt like if a blind person was in a relationship with a sighted person, it would be more of a companion-type relationship than a love relationship. And I've been in relationships with blind people before. They've seemed to understand me a little bit more because they will understand how you have to do things other than a sighted person. Kind of, I don't know, a sighted person not really getting it, I'll just say that.
My name is Sean, and I'm from Ohio. I will try to keep it short and sweet, but I have to say I can't get off the fence at the moment, maybe after this discussion is over, but I've had been in two relationships, one with another blind person, and one with a sighted person that I'm currently in right now. And the thing about, I also forgot to mention I am gay. So the thing about the first relationship was that, he, because he was blind, he really understood a lot about, you know, what I wanted, you know, what I wanted to do. And we very well understood each other. But, because of our situation at the time, there were some major transportation issues, some distance issues, and that got to be more than I could handle. So it was mainly just, you know, because of our ages and our, you know, living arrangements at the time, it was really hard to see one another, and always had seemed like it was always frustrating. You know, I want to see him, but I don't want to have to, you know, plan it and involve my family and his family and everything. So eventually that was the main reason I couldn't continue that relationship. You know, in my current relationship, that isn't so bad. An experience that I just recently had will kind of explain where I am. I went with my boyfriend and another friend to a festival here, and it was an Irish festival, and so they had Irish music, and I love that, which is kind of irrelevant, except to say that when I went last year with another friend of mine that is blind, not a girlfriend, but just a girl that's a friend, you know, and we went with my dad, and we just kind of were listening to the music and just kind of seeing what the ambience of the place was like. And when I was with my boyfriend this time, it seemed like he wanted to go in every little shop and every little booth and look at everything. And I'm like, okay, this is different. I'm used to just kind of listening to everything, and he doesn't quite understand that. I don't know.
Sean, you're right. The degree of sight can make a difference in what you do at any given time. I want to kind of get back to what Lisa was saying. My mind is kind of stuck in this loop. If a blind person was in a relationship with a sighted person, it would be for companionship and not a love relationship. I'm curious, do they believe that we as blind people cannot feel love? Or are they just appalled at the idea that we might actually have sex?
Debbie, I think that sometimes they treat us that way so that they hope they don't have to deal with us. I had a gynecologist once who wouldn't charge me for visits, and he had told another woman who was recently divorced that she didn't need birth control and wouldn't give her birth control pills. But when I walked in there, he gave me 9 months supply of free samples. So I think I got the message that he certainly did not want me to populate.
I guess I think I would take the position that were I to choose now, I would find it very difficult to get into a relationship with a sighted person. I was married to a sighted person for 17 years. In lots of ways, it was a good relationship, and in many it wasn't. And one of the issues was that there was always dependency questions going in one direction or another. I want to put a couple of things out on the table and see if they go anywhere. Some of the statistics say that blind males tend in their first marriage to marry sighted people. There isn't as large a categorization of blind women always marrying sighted people, but blind males always seem to. It's a pretty substantial percentage. What's interesting is those same blind males, the second time they marry, often marry blind folks. I don't know what that says, and perhaps it doesn't say a lot. But let's focus a little bit on some of the differences between what blind men and blind women bring to a relationship, whether it's with a sighted person or a blind person. Perhaps people can help to explain why it is that blind men seem to, in such a high percentage of cases, marry sighted people, rather than a more even distribution, which is the way it is with women.
You know, that's interesting. I hadn't given it a lot of thought, but you're right. I can think of several friends, and that is exactly what happened when they married the first time. They married sighted women, and then the second time around, they married a blind woman. Interesting.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe part of it, you could look at age as well. You know, they say that women tend to be more mature at earlier ages than men, and maybe if you're looking at the relationships between people of the same ages, maybe it's, you know, women tend to be more of the, you know, nurturing type or whatever, and men, depending on what age you're dealing with, you know, that might be a characteristic that whether they consciously look for it or subconsciously, it's something that they're attracted to. And, you know, that could maybe speak to that as far as, you know, the sighted woman being able to maybe more quickly do things more readily do things for that person than a blind person would. A blind person can maybe tend to be harder on another blind person. Well, you know, I know this can be done. I know you can do it, so go on and do it. And maybe the second time around, you get a chance to say, okay, well, you know, I know these are things that I can do, maybe a little more mature, a little more experience in relationships, and that might have something to do with it.
I think it reverts back, it's done in Pennsylvania again, that in a residential school for the blind, the high partials dated other high partials, and then the blind dated the blind. And so I wonder if it isn't that even a high partial or blind male, but let's say legally blind for whatever degree you want to measure, a sighted girl is interested in me. I mean, the other person may be the better partner for you, but you're willing to say, I'll be assimilated into a sighted world better if my partner is sighted. And so you might enter into the relationship for the wrong reasons, which is why they then end up perhaps with a blind person in round two.
It's Jeff from Brisbane, Australia again. As far as males marrying sighted women to begin with is concerned, a couple of points. First of all, I didn't know there were any statistics on this sort of thing, and I'd be interested to know the nature of the study, like how the sample size and where they were from and all that sort of stuff. That would be fascinating to know. And another thing that people here seem to have been making the distinction between, and I must admit never really occurred to me, was the whole blind versus partially sighted versus fully sighted thing, and it would be interesting to know whether the study took this into account. Having got some insight to the potential shallownesses of the male ego, I might perhaps put forward a slightly controversial position that maybe, because when I was in high school, I wrestled a bit with this question of, you know, should I be looking to have a sighted girlfriend or should I have a blind one? And I came to the very sensible conclusion that that was a silly thing to be worried about, particularly when you didn't have a girlfriend of any sort and no immediate prospects of having one. But the thing that occurs to me perhaps is that, and perhaps at least for some people, having a sighted partner might be perceived to them as being better than having a blind person, at least in a shallow way, maybe in the same way that having an expensive car is better than having a cheap
like
one.
Like every guy wants to date the cheerleader.
Yeah, that sort of a thing, yeah. And so maybe for a young blind male who has the willingness and the ability to do so, to manage to get a sighted partner is something that they might attempt to do first, and only once they've gotten into it they start to realize some of the potential downsides of doing this, and particularly if it was disastrous enough to result in a marriage ending, that they might decide to sample the other side. And it would be interesting to see if there's any statistics on those who got married three times to see what the third one was.
That kind of a shallow way of thinking is not just part of the, you know, being a male, because I've been guilty of that myself. And I must admit, not only through high school, but a lot later than that, I've had, you know, an abusive relationship with a sighted man. Yeah, he was sighted, but he was just messed up in so many other ways. Just because someone's sighted doesn't necessarily make them better.
It's Debbie Hazelton. Hi. I'm thinking about Paul's question and about the different couples that I've known, the blind men who have married sighted women. I've seen some cases where they married and were very dependent in a way on the sighted woman doing all the driving, doing all the, you know, just doing all the things that could be done by a sighted person. And of course the blind man was out, you know, making a living and maybe doing some handy things around the house, but still in that kind of situation where, you know, the wife was typically the sighted person doing those kinds of things of driving and print kinds of things and usually very dutiful. And in the cases that I'm thinking of where the man either was rejected, but usually not. It was usually the man that began to get antsy for something else, maybe like the rebellious adolescent who suddenly wanted to get out of feeling confined, because, you know, being dependent then has its price tag of, you know, some frustration of putting up with being dependent. And so, you know, I think that sometimes what happens where a man ends up marrying a blind woman after being married to somebody who's sighted is a kind of, wow, now I don't have to put up with that dependency. I don't have to put up with that feeling like somebody is making me ask permission to do anything and everything. And now I'm really on equal footing with another person who's blind, who understands me. You know, that may not be all of what's going on, but I think that those are some of the feelings. And I think even with a blind woman, I know I myself, one of my hesitations at times with being with a sighted person is I can't stand that societal message that this person takes care of me, and God forbid I ever get with a sighted man who thinks that that's his role and decides to make decisions for me. I mean, when people say to me, oh, you're so independent, my automatic saying is, yes, I learned very early that if I didn't live my life, someone would live it for me. And I certainly don't want a sighted person assuming that, or even society assuming, oh, your husband, you know. I mean, even look at traditional marriage in our society. Look at traditional stereotypes about marriage in our society, where it's assumed that, you know, the woman is to obey and the husband is to rule. And then you add blind and sighted with that. Oh, boy.
And hi, Don in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania again. We haven't quite gone there. We've talked about the blind person and maybe marrying a sighted person, kind of a self-esteem issue. The guy's first wife is sighted, and the next partner might be blind. But there are reasons why sighted people will seek out a blind person for a relationship, too, and they may not be of the healthiest. So what I'm thinking is that the sighted male who, for some reason, let's say he has some low self-esteem, he feels better because he is, quote, taking care of, unquote, someone else. A caregiver syndrome. There are folks out there like that. They want a person with a disability, and instead of looking for a partner in a loving relationship, they're prefacing it by saying they're looking for somebody with a disability because they want to help them. Then what if you're the sighted woman and your partner is blind? What if you're not, if you have low self-esteem as a sighted woman and you don't consider yourself very attractive? Well, he's blind. Or I'm 35 pounds overweight as a female. No sighted man will have anything to do with me. But the blind guy likes me. And then you could go to, well, the blind guy's perception of what he feels is a comfortable body to snuggle up with, because there is more meat on the bone, there is more to cuddle, more of a tactile experience can factor in. But I just wanted to point out that sighted men, sighted women reasons for partnering up with a blind person are a little different than ours.
Cool. Thanks very much, Don. I think everybody's made some good points on this issue. Let me respond to Jeff, though. Jeff, I don't actually have some statistics, and I read this somewhere, and subsequent to that, it's also been kind of an eclectic, just kind of looking around at people and seeing just how many blind men seem to be at a relatively young age married to sighted people, and how many of those relationships end up in the long run, sometimes a very long run, crashing and burning. I guess my response to my own question would be that blind males aren't expected to be able to do as much for themselves, and their parents probably inculcate into blind males a lot more firmly the idea that you're going to need to have someone to take care of you because you're not going to be living with mommy anymore. And I think that because of the relative immaturity of blind males, there is sometimes a tendency for them to glom on to a sighted person if they can, simply because that fits mom's notion of who they ought to be with better than most of the others. I want us to focus for a little while on blind women. Why is it that they tend not to be as different? That is, that they tend to be pretty mixed about who they get married to and who they don't. And what is a blind woman bringing to a relationship with a sighted person, and what is she bringing to a relationship with a blind person? Because I think in this case, they're very different, and I'd like to see if other people perceive it as that.
It's Debbie Hazelton again. I think that I too, I think it was Sean or Don, one of you earlier, that was talking about the unhealthiness of sighted men wanting to be with blind women. And it made me think of that again with your question, Paul, because I think there are sometimes, I've known men, I actually have had women approach me about some man occasionally who was maybe disfigured in an automobile accident and didn't think that they could have a sighted woman love them because of how they look, but they thought that maybe they could stand a better chance with a blind woman. Or I know of a man who was disabled somewhat from a hernia operation, and he felt inadequate for a sighted woman, but always wished that he could find a woman with a disability and hoped it would be me. I think, but on the other hand, on the somewhat healthier end of it, I mean, I think a blind woman brings perhaps, at best, I mean, certainly good skills to be able to still do many of the things that would happen in a
in a domestic role, but also the intelligence or the perceptiveness or the sensitivity, the intuitiveness and those kinds of things, the kindness. I mean, I've had friendships with blind people that we've acknowledged. Gail and I used to often say to each other that we know we would have liked each other even if we were both sighted or not both blind. I mean, and hopefully in a relationship where there's a blind person and a sighted person, both people would know that. I think that blind women, or women who are blind, are somewhat more, perhaps more socially conscious and maybe even raised to be a little bit more socially constrained. To think in terms of reaching for that brass ring of being with a sighted person. I also think that perhaps sighted blind women are in some cases, like I used to be, more apt to generalize and say, well, it depends on the relationship. And, you know, maybe to some degree it does, but I still think there are some real subtle differences. I think that, though, when the relationship works, and even with two blind people, it's the intelligence, it's the perceptiveness, it's the emotional connection. Connection is just so important. It's the understanding. It's the lack of condescension. It's the lack of patronizing. It's the being on equal footing with independence and real shared responsibilities, or shared, even if they're divided, responsibilities, and that understanding that doesn't end up in power struggles or maybe as much explanation that has to go on. Typically, there's not as much having to vie for one's right to make a decision or one's ability to be able to say, I can do this, I can handle this. There's just a real not having to fight for that.
Jeff from Brisbane again. Interesting to think about this question, the question of what do blind women bring to a relationship, what do distinct from what sighted women bring to it. I should have prefaced my comments at the beginning of the program by saying that I've only ever been in a relationship with a blind person. I've just this year, over the course of the last 12 months, after having been single for several years, decided to make a determined effort to change that state, and I'm very happy to say that I have. But I decided that I wasn't going to use the whole blindsided thing as a discriminating factor. So I was quite happy to look in the sighted world for potential partners. During this process, I have found a number of people who were very open-minded, very intelligent, very interesting, nice people from all accounts. But I think that there was at least some potential in a range of circumstances there, you know, and I did put a mugshot. This is done through a dating website, a mainstream dating website, and I did put a mugshot up there and all that sort of stuff, so it's not like they couldn't see me, and I'm sure there were people who, you know, there were quite a lot of people who I, you know, made overtures to who didn't respond, so, you know, that type of thing happens, but, you know, I did get some responses, and I did get into quite a few correspondences with people, and I did meet a couple of people that, you know, things ultimately didn't go any further. But, you know, there's a certain failure rate on these things anyway. You know, I don't think that it's really all that different. The fact that I've ended up in a relationship with a blind person is just purely a matter of, you know, the person who I found who I loved that loved me, if you know what I mean. I'm very happy about that, but it's, you know, just the way things have turned out.
I certainly know with internet dating that people can be anyone they want to be on the internet. And my thoughts are that sighted people, and I think straight or gay, can embellish themselves a little bit.
Well, what I was going to bring up is an issue with relating to these internet things is the issue of disclosure of blindness, and I know that this is a thorny issue for a lot of people. I made the decision when I signed up with this dating website that I was going to disclose my blindness right up front. In fact, I put it right at the top of my profile. I said, to start with, I am blind. This isn't a problem for me, and hopefully it won't be for you either. Basically, I was using that as a discriminating factor. If someone couldn't cope with the fact that I was blind and that I wasn't apologetic for that, then it really wasn't the person I wanted to go out with. And I'm sure that that did count some people out. But ultimately, there are people I wanted to be counted out anyway. So I decided that was the way to go. Now, I realize that that isn't the approach that everybody takes, and it's certainly not the approach that I've always taken in the past in dealing with people online. But I have come to the decision that particularly if you're looking for that kind of a relationship, that at least for me personally, to disclose that up front was extremely important because the type of person that I want to be with and the type of person that I am means that I need to have someone who is as comfortable with my blindness or at least as willing to become so as I am.
I think one of the reasons that I've always felt more comfortable around blind and visually impaired people is my perception of myself is not a physically attractive person. And so I don't feel near as much pressure among blind people because we don't, well, most of us, in many cases, we don't put quite so much emphasis on the physical appearance or, well, I should say on physical beauty and perfection. I mean, I'm sure that we all want to be attractive and want to be around more or less attractive people, but it isn't so vital. And because I've never believed myself to be a physically attractive person, I don't feel, when I'm around blind people, like I'm under so much pressure. But what I was thinking about at the time was, I feel my soapbox coming. This business of having to outperform our sighted counterparts, I resent the hell out of it. I was going to comment on that last week when we were talking about trade unions and working. I was programmed to it, too, in school. You know, you have to work twice as hard. You have to be better. I have to be me. And I'm going to do the best that I can do, but I'll be damned if I'm going to try and outperform my sighted counterpart. I resent that whole philosophy.
This is Lisa from Washington again. My parents are always telling me that I need to marry a sighted person. And they're always telling me, you need to marry a sighted person, this and that. And along with the attractiveness, I want to be able to marry a sighted person or be with a sighted person. But I'm scared because I don't consider myself attractive either.
Hi, Lisa. This is Jeff Shang, amateur psychologist here. It seems to me there's two issues here, and I think it's important, the words that you chose. The first one is that your parents say that you should marry a sighted person, but you saying that you want to be able to marry a sighted person, those are two very different things. And I think none of us would disagree with the latter point. I think to be in a position where you felt that you could only be in a relationship with a person who is blind would be rather, you know, demoralizing. I think you'll do just fine. I mean, there's a range of appearances out there across, you know, all abilities and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, there are a good-looking, you know, very good-looking and not quite so good-looking sighted people and blind people. And you know, and there are, I think, you know, small minority sighted people where appearance isn't really an issue anyway. So I don't think you should stress too much about that. What I am curious about, though, and I'm glad that there's someone in this position who is in a position where parents are still, you know, having some influence, I guess, is to know why your parents feel it's so important for you to marry a sighted person. I would be very curious to know, never having had parents who said that to me.
The reason why they say you need to be with a sighted person, blah, 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 is because, well, here's a good example. a couple nights ago, we were eating out, and I had some food on my face, or I can't remember quite what happened, but my mom and my sister and my dad made a comment, and you have this on your face or something. And then my sister pipes up and says, see, that's why you need to be with a sighted person. They feel that being with a sighted person would be easier for me because they can drive me around and whatnot. But earlier they were talking about the dependency issue. I want to be with a sighted person, but yet I don't care which kind of people I'm with, blind or sighted, because, I mean, you're going to fall in love with whoever you fall in love with. And if I was with a sighted person, though, if they had to drive me somewhere, I'd feel like I was depending on them to take me places or something. So, you know, my parents are on this. Be with a sighted person. If you guys have a baby, the sighted person's going to be able to help you with the baby and all this. But I feel like I'm going to fall in love with whoever I fall in love with.
Well, Lisa, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm probably your parents' age or very, very much about that. And so, and I'm a blind person. I think you have the right idea what you might want to do for your own well-being and just to learn to feel more comfortable with yourself. If you haven't gone to one of these blindness rehabilitation type facilities, you might consider it only to get the mechanics down. And that doesn't mean, and unfortunately even there you have to be careful of what you're told, because what you're told is not always the way it is. But at least you could get some of the mechanics of the whole issue of kind of maybe being able to figure out, oh gee whiz, I made a mess on my face, you know, better clean it up, that kind of thing. But beyond that, I'm trying to think of some other good advice that I could offer. But just, you know, hang on to yourself. And you know, the attractiveness issue, I don't know what you look like, obviously, but I suspect that's a lot less of a problem than you perceive it to be.
I think they're talking out of both sides of their mouths. We don't want you to be dependent, but we want them to help you. They really don't know what they want, and they're trying to put that on you. You don't need to carry their burden. And I hope I've been polite enough, because if they were on the line, they probably wouldn't survive what I'd really like to say to them. But please, you know, don't, like Dave said, don't give up yourself. And remember that you are a person, an important person. You have the right to your own dreams and your own goals and your own self-direction.
Parents and families often want to meddle in people's relationships anyway, regardless of their blindness or sightedness, and most sighted people don't take that from their parents, and I don't think blind people should either. Going back to a point that was that I was going to make earlier, but I didn't. I do think it's difficult for people generally, even I think some blind people, to conceive of how a blind couple cope with things. I have heard a few people say to me, how on earth do you manage? I say, well, we do, because we do. We just make it happen. We make a point of it happening. I mean, I find it annoying occasionally when I'm dealing with businesses and so on who say, well, you know, do you have someone there who can read this to you? And I said, well, no, I don't. And I kind of take a bit of offense in that kind of assumption that I kind of, by definition, have to. You know, when they're being paid to be on the other end of the telephone to answer questions like mine. And so, yeah, I think there is a general thing about you know, how blind people cope on a day-to-day level if they're in a household that doesn't have any sighted people. I think that boggles some people. It is a bit challenging at times, and, that probably would put some people off. But, you know, you make ways of coping and doing. And so with regard to you, Lisa, I encourage you to you know, go fall in love with whoever you like, and if your parents or family aren't so happy about that, then that's quite frankly their problem.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've spent quite a long time discussing this issue, and I'm not really sure just how far we've gotten. I think what is clear is that there are a lot of differences, that blind people are often pressured by those around them to make decisions, and that sometimes the relationship between blind folks and sighted folks is a little bit more tortuous than a relationship between blind people and blind people seems to be. I think, though, that what I can certainly say is we've had lots of indications of how many folks can potentially benefit from what's happening on this program. I guess I would endorse everyone else's comments, Lisa, and say to you that ultimately, were I you, what I would do is try as much as I could to be as independent as I'll be allowed to be, and then eventually down the road, you'll hopefully make the decision that says that you truly do want to be on your own and fall in love and do all the things that you want to do because you're as cool and capable as all of us believe that you are. So, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Rachel and Debbie, who are doing recording, on behalf of Dave Williams, who is doing the editing of this exciting program, and on behalf of George Byers, who is responsible for developing the software, this is Paul Edwards in Miami saying thank you very much for joining us tonight on Tuesday Topics, and I hope you'll tune in next week on ACB Radio, the voice of the blind community. Next week on Tuesday Topics, we're going to once more deal with relationships. During our first week's discussion, we spent lots of time discussing what blind men and blind women bring to relationships, but didn't perhaps get as far as we could into describing exactly what these relationships are like. We want to try to answer the question as to what are the specific characteristics of blind-blind relationships and blind-sighted relationships, and what does each partner get out of such relationships. Join us next week when we discuss relationships and how blind people get involved in them and operate with them. Join us on Tuesday Topics on ACB Radio, the voice of the blind community.